Jeff West, Locker Room Chat. It continues here tonight on a KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamor. We're joined now by the Tigers boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers bounce back after the season opening loss last week at Valley Falls. They get a win on a Tuesday night at Jefferson County North. That final was 46-33. So, coach, since we last spoke a week ago, a couple games in, you sit here at 1-1. How do you kind of dissect the first week of the season?
First week is, gives you a chance to, kind of see stuff in live action. I mean, there's nothing that you can do to really, replicate real game action. So, I mean, even a jamboree gives you a taste, but, games are totally different. So, first game, Valley Falls, we struggled in a couple areas, rebounding being one of them. So, it just gives you a chance to, be able to get in the gym and try to clean some things up and, get ready for, a long season.
I just thought that first game against Valley Falls had a chance to broadcast that game. Again, the final came out to be 76-60, but I just thought it was pretty high level. Good quality basketball. There was good pace. I thought the officiating made it good pace, good shot making, and, it had a little bit of chippiness, just a little bit of everything, and it just seemed like a high quality level basketball game.
It was for sure, and we expected that. Like I said, I told you in the interview last week, Caleb is a good coach, and those guys are always prepared and they play hard. And, both teams were scoring at a pretty high clip in that game, which, was always fun when you get, shots to fall from both groups. Biggest thing for us is, they were shooting the ball really well. And I think we gave up 20 plus offensive rebounds in that game. And I believe they got 18 points off of those offensive rebounds. So, to lose a game by 16, I mean, you can look at the, offensive rebounds as a big part of that game. So, I mean, as well as they were shooting the ball, if we were to finish possessions with rebounds, that makes it a much closer game than it looked like with the final score.
Well, let's talk about the game on Tuesday night. You guys bounced back, big win against Jeff West, a Big East League opponent, 46-33. What'd you like about your team's bounce back win?
We watched some film and were able to get to practice and just kind of clean up some little things that we saw from the Valley game. Rebounding being one of them. Spacing on offense and just our, some of the shots that we were taking weren't the greatest shots in that first game. So, just not getting caught up in, the flow of the game, but just trying to get, the best shot for our group. And I thought we did that at JCN. We did not shoot the ball particularly well, but on the defensive end, we really, we really played well. And, guys were scrambling and flying around and, doing everything that we work on in practice.
Well, you get ready for another Northeast Kansas League opponent on Friday night. You get McLouth. You look at this team, they are 1-1 to start the year. They beat Central Heights in their opener last week, but lost to a solid Pleasant Ridge team on Tuesday night, 70-38. How much can you tell us about the Rams and just kind of the ball game you expect on Friday?
Well, I've gotten some film on them, and I haven't really showed our guys much film. I mean, it's not the first game because, there was no film out yet. But, the first couple games of the year, I really just try to, kind of just focus on the things that we're trying to do well. And then as we get in the league play, really start, putting together scouting reports and stuff for teams. But we've seen McLouth in, some summer tournaments, and they were in our jamboree last year. So definitely, familiar with them. And I know they got a new coach, so we'll just have to be ready for, whatever they bring to the table.
There it is. Joe Smith, Jeff West boys basketball coach, coming off the win this week on a Tuesday against Jefferson County North by 13. They are back at home on Friday, taking on another NEKL opponent in McLouth before a couple games next week before the holiday break. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.